Well, the dairy markets certainly have been heating up for the holidays. Usually around now, we see all the orders filled, but still, the cheese market has been strong, and Class 3 prices have been rallying as well. So what kind of marketing strategy should a producer look for the end of this year and into next year? Well, according to Brian Doherty from Stewart Peterson, certainly this is not a time to sit on your hands.
Starting to see some real light at the end of the tunnel, feeding $4 corn. All of next year's milk price, when you take January through December, take those futures months, Mike, divide by 12, you're averaging right at $17 right now. That is a point with $4 corn to get started to either buy corn, sell milk, or both. Because you don't want those trends to come back together. And it's rare that we see milk prices go up and corn go down for an extended period of time. And that's where we are right now.
Now, there are several options that a dairy producer can look at. But in talking to the majority of the commodity brokers, they feel the fence position is a wise position.
So I am recommending exactly what you said, a fence, where you buy a put to give yourself some price insurance. You sell a call you're comfortable with. We're doing a lot in the Class 3 milk, 17 versus the 18, or maybe the 17 versus the 18 and a half, whatever the producer's comfortable with, and using that as our risk management strategy.
But no matter what plan or strategy you're going to follow, the key thing is to have a plan and to look ahead.
Don't get complacent and tied up in the day-to-day activities of farm. Take some time from the marketing perspective to look out 6 months, look out a year, see if there's opportunity, or see if there's risk, or both, and make sure that you start talking to the right people that can help you manage that. There's all different types of tools a dairy producer can use. Make sure you're aware of them and start implementing. You have a discipline plan, stick with it.
Because more than one commodity broker feels there's brighter days ahead.
I think that with the demand growing, it may not be put us into a significantly profitable, you know, business, but I think the profit is going to be there because the demand is going to grow. And I think given it some time and in a few years down the road, I think it's going to be very, very good business to be in.
And as far as our dairy prices, they continue to be strong. Barrels on Wednesday gained 7 1/4 to $1.88 1/2 per pound. Blocks pick up 2 3/4 to $1.94 3/4, while AA butter remained at $1.64. Class 3 prices, double-digit gains again, with December up 32 to $19.18, January up 24 to $18.64, and March Class 3 up 20 to $17.55. Looking at the prices on the Board of Trade, December corn up 3 1/2 cents to $4.25 1/2 per bushel. March up 5 1/4 to $4.36 3/4. Beans for January up almost a dime to $13.28 1/4. March up to $13.10 3/4 per bushel, while December wheat did drop 6 1/2 to $6.48 1/4 per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 72 to 87, atop at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Fed cattle steady, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 125. Holstein steers top at $1.09. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 210. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. The barrels and gilts, 70 and down. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. Market lambs, 160 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.